Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Welcome to our very first podcast overshare session. If you aren't familiar with the overshare, you are in for a treat. I'm pulling back the curtain and dishing some personal shit. When you feel stuck and brave, overshare is totally the right move. It's typically followed by overshare remorse, but when that subsides, so does the heaviness that sits on top of my shoulders like a ton of bricks. Have you found yourself in one of those situations before where you have absolutely no control of the critical beginning part of a project? You're ready, you have your shit together, you're excited, totally amped up. You're like a race car revving at the starting line, and the guy holding the flag may get this party started today or maybe in a couple of weeks. After a while, the adrenaline starts wearing off, so you check your instrument panel and your gears and whatever, your seatbelt, and make sure that you're ready. But more time goes by and the excitement starts dissipating. Before you know it, you start to feel claustrophobic in that car and wondering why you ever wanted to be behind the wheel in the first place. So my studio setup is kind of like that. It's not on my time, and the universe doesn't give two shits that I don't think it's happening fast enough. If I'm honest, I can't tell you when this recording studio will be set up, and I'm trying to not see all of the equipment that's piled up waiting for their companion equipment pieces to arrive and get set up. I'm talking to you right now under a blanket with a flashlight so I don't sound like I'm in an echo chamber. There's your visual companion for this episode. I am burning up, sitting on my bed under a blanket and a tactical flashlight as my light source. I'm waiting for acoustic panels to arrive and curtains to be hung. And I've been kicking my own ass for not getting this done fast enough. But the truth is, it's coming together day by day. This is how life works, right? So I have vowed to no longer stress about it. Instead, I'm going to focus on the excitement of what's to come and savor the waiting. Which reminds me, in February, while I was off the air, I created the Cannabis Class video series. I know how busy you are and how most of us these days have the attention span of a gnat. So this is the most concise cannabis guide I could think of. Consider it your Cliff's Notes of cannabis, covering the basics of bud. You can go to casuallybaked.com and the invitation to join this free cannabis class will find you. If it doesn't, that's because it's not really magic and you have some pop-up blocker setting active. Don't get mad, though. It's a subtle pop-up on the lower one-third of the screen. As far as pop-ups go, I hate them, but this one is very tastefully done. Sign up for free cannabis class at casuallybaked.com and immediately unlock the first lesson. It's a 7-part series that will deliver one each week to your inbox. And you will not get any other spam from me, I promise. I hate that shit. Go get it and tell me what you think. If you love it, I hope you will puff, puff, pass it on to a cannabis newbie in your life.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke.
Today, I feel moved to talk about how we treat ourselves when we're down in the dumps, in the fog of depression. It's top of mind for me right now because I'm going through a major life transition, And during growth moments, I personally have the tendency to isolate and dip into a state of depression. I've moved across the world, across country, and most recently, only 12 miles across the bay. But regardless of the distance, it really takes a toll on me, both physically and emotionally. I mean, I really didn't think this move over to Oakland would be a big deal. I'm like, this is like, I'm moving 30 minutes away. But the big reset takes a while for me to cycle through. My food and exercise routine is totally off. I'm not getting enough time outside. I'm working strange hours trying to keep up. It's been a real shit show in my life over the past month. I've managed bouts of anxiety and depression my entire life, but didn't have the words to articulate what I was going through until I first saw a therapist in college. I grew up with four sisters and zero privacy. I played team sports in college and had roommates throughout college and my 20s. So by the time I turned 30, I craved freedom more than anything. At that stage in my life, I wanted to change, I wanted variety, and I was hell-bent on living alone. I blissed out first experiencing the silence of two-day stretches without seeing a soul. But any more alone time than that, and I found that my inner extrovert would rage into a bout of depression, where my choice to be alone suddenly became a sentence of solitary confinement. I'd go from not wanting to see anyone to not being able to. It was during these times that I experimented more with cannabis as a cerebral experience. I traveled for work back then. I was on the road about 20 days a month in a very social gig in professional sports. We worked hard and partied hard, which helped create a very isolating experience when I'd fly home. I was so exhausted, I wouldn't leave the house for days. It was a vicious cycle where exhaustion triggered isolation, which triggered depression, which brought on even more isolation. I definitely didn't microdose cannabis back then either. Instead, I consumed a lot of it and would just dive into my brain. Cannabis use for depression can be a slippery slope, though. If you don't assume responsibility and power over your thoughts, man, I had to get really good at shaking the shit out of the negative thoughts and letting them know they can't stay here. I gave myself space to explore my mind and found cannabis to be such a guiding light in finding my soulful voice. I had deep, expansive, existential conversations with myself. I redefined my values and began my journey to tearing down the wall I'd built between me and everyone and everything. I began exploring meditation and the law of attraction and the power of doing one little thing every day to get me closer to where I wanted to be. In my 20s, I took antidepressants, but they wreaked havoc on my sex life and my sanity. I couldn't take the numbness. Not being able to have an orgasm is one of the worst things I can think of. Not being able to laugh and cry is a close second. Orgasms, laughter, and tears are three of the very best, most cleansing ways to let go and move energy. As you know, I laugh all of the time, and my New Year's resolution was to have more orgasms. And I cry at least once most days. Back then, on antidepressants, I was stone fucking cold. Do you remember The Notebook? That sappy love story with the gorgeous Rachel McAdams and delicious Ryan Gosling on the big screen? I shed zero tears watching that movie. If I were to watch that today, I'd sob like a fucking baby. If you suffer from depression like me, you know there is not a one-size-fits-all treatment. You try different meds at different doses until you and your doctor find your sweet spot. And at any time you want to stop taking them because of the nasty side effects, you have to, one, get your doctor's permission, and two, begin a regimen, stair-stepping down the dosage. I remember that experience so clearly, and I never want to feel that way again. While weaning off of antidepressants, I constantly felt off balance. I literally had to hold on to the handrails with both hands walking down the stairs at work. I felt like I had narcolepsy at weird times, like mostly while I was driving. I would literally slap myself in the face to keep my eyes open during rush hour traffic. It was so scary. I felt like I was crawling out of my skin. And even remember telling my doctor that I understood why people feel like they can't get off of these pharmaceutical drugs, or that suicide is the only option. Some people aren't aware of and in tune with their bodies and don't have the mental toughness to make it through that level of discomfort. I knew what was happening in my body, and I still felt nuts. I vowed I would never take the big pharma route to wellness again. That road goes on for fucking ever and to a destination unknown. So let's fast forward to now. I'm a storyteller for a living, working from home almost every single day. I'm in isolation more than most people, but through my life experience and educating myself, I've learned that living a healthy lifestyle that includes regular exercise, healthy food, less stress, full night's sleep, and consistent meditation sets me up for success. And instead of pharmaceuticals, I use nature's mood enhancer. Cannabis allows me to savor my alone time without feeling like a prisoner to it. I microdose cannabis periodically throughout the day in various forms, and I don't suffer from those nasty side effects. If you're considering cannabis for depression and anxiety, I will tell you from my experience that sublinguals are better than edibles because they offer concise dosage and timing of delivery. Edibles tend to sneak up on you. Depressed, anxious folks don't appreciate that. For immediate relief, smoking or vaping are great options, and the effects don't last as long. You'll find what works for you through experimentation. So don't be afraid to test various strains, products, and doses. Think about it. It's just like the pharmaceutical route with your doctor. The key is mindful consumption and microdosing and tracking the data of your experience. Oh, you know, one pro tip, be careful when you up your dosage. Too much THC can have the opposite effect you're going for and can actually amplify that anxiety. When you find your sweet spot, though, you will so know it. If you prefer consuming flower for depression, during the day, I enjoy Jack Herrera or Pineapple Express. If you want to keep that buzz at bay, be sure to find a 1-to-1 THC to CBD ratio. Harlequin is a great strain to start with, but wherever you live, the options will be different, so be sure to ask your bud tender or delivery service to talk you through their 1-to-1 options. And if you're looking for minimal psychoactivity, consider a CBD-dominant strain like Cannatonic. If you prefer the sublingual route, brands are so amazing these days about labeling their products by mood. Just warning, be sure to read the packaging carefully so you know what you're getting. Mindful microdosing keeps me calm, creative, and enhances my mood. With cannabis, my natural curiosity is heightened, and I find myself thinking deeper and more critically, and I maintain a level of connectedness with relative ease. I love storytelling so much, but I know I would be miserable working in isolation without cannabis as my co-pilot. If you suffer from depression and want to learn more about incorporating cannabis for wellness into your life, I encourage you to talk to your doctor. And if he or she isn't cannabis friendly, find a new doctor. It's 2018, for God's sake. You got your place fixed up nice. I'll include a few recommendations for cannabis doctors and nurse practitioners in the podcast show notes at casuallybaked.com. They offer telehealth appointments so you don't have to live in California to use them. Do you have more questions about cannabis for depression? Or maybe you'd like to share your experience with me? Send a voice memo or email to ask@casuallybaked.com. I know it's not easy putting yourself out there, and it's certainly not easy talking about our imperfections. But as the late Stephen Hawking once said, one of the basic rules of the universe is that nothing is perfect. Perfection simply doesn't exist. Rest in knowing that you, my friend, are perfectly imperfect, just like me. And rest in peace, Stephen Hawking, you brilliant, beautiful soul.
Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.
Hey, I am actively booking guests for when the studio is ready. Should you or someone you know be on the show? Is there a product or business you love that I need to know about? I want to hear from you. I want all the dish on this show. So email me details at ask@casuallybaked.com. And don't forget, cannabis class is free on my website. Go sign up now and learn the basics of bud.